Welcome to the ministry of Pastor Chris Ross. Pastor Chris has a dynamic teaching anointing, and he is the founder of the very vibrant Breakthrough Christian Church in Cape Town, South Africa. He is a healing evangelist and touches many lives through the Jesus the Answer outreach ministry. Now, enjoy this message by Pastor Chris.
Time for the word of God, amen. Oh, come on, I said it's time for the word of God, amen. In the book of Jeremiah 3 verse 15 it says, and I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. And I believe the Lord has sent us a pastor after his own heart. If you believe this, rise to your feet as we welcome my father, your pastor, Pastor Chris.
Yes.
Praise God, you may be seated. Good morning. Are you blessed to be here this morning? Smile for Jesus. So beautiful if we are all happy and smiling. Despite the problems we have at home, this is a time to come away and be with in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Today I want to talk to you just for a few minutes about the blood of Jesus and the words of Jesus. Do you think it's a good message? It's a good message. The blood of Jesus and the words of Jesus. You two can take your seats, it's good. I want to see all the leaders after the service, please. I'll be greeting a lot of people, so wait for me. Don't go home, wait for me. Wait for me. If your love leaves, it's no problem. We can put you in a taxi or an Uber. Or what? A taxify. No problem. I want to see all the leaders after the service. Praise the Lord. If you have Bibles, then we will be reading from the Word of God in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 18. Verse 18 to 19. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 18 to 19. Now, normally it will come on the projector. Unfortunately, we will solve that problem. Hallelujah. The Bible says, "For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb, without blemish and without spot." I read it one more time. It says, "For as much as you know," you should know this, "that you were not redeemed." Redeemed is a word for bought. You were not bought with corruptible things. And the Bible describes corruptible things. It says silver and gold are corruptible things. Mercy. Silver and gold often talks about money. And the love for money. One of the reasons why people don't come to a church is basically they love money so much that they want to rest, to be strong, to go work for more money on a Monday. So they say they can't come to church on a Sunday. Say, forgive. May the Lord forgive us. But those things are corruptible. It's corruptible. It's not eternal things. Anything you buy from your money, it won't last long. Do you know that? One day I bought myself a pair of shoes and they told me the shoes is incorruptible. It's indestructible. It was called Caterpillar. It's actually a working shoe, but I was so proud of the shoe that I didn't want to dirty it. So after every few minutes, I just bent down and I tidied it. And as I was working, I was tidying. And they said it can't tear, it can't break. But to my surprise, after much hard work, later, I saw that the shoe started to tear. And I realized anything money buys will go down. Even if you bought your girlfriends or your wife with money, some girlfriends, they like men with a lot of money, so they easily move there. They only look nice in the beginning. After a long while, you see that it also wears down. It wears down. But there are certain things that are not corruptible. And the Bible explains these things. It says, the blood of Jesus. You were bought not with silver and gold, but with something more expensive, more valuable. And this is what the Bible calls the precious blood of Jesus. And all our churches
are busy talking about the blood of Jesus this month. I haven't yet spoken about it, so it will be the first time I'll be sharing with you about this wonderful, wonderful topic, the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, there are two important things we need to look at. They are both the words of Jesus and the blood of Jesus Christ. Actually, you can learn so many things about Jesus. I went to Israel in March last year. And it is wonderful how the whole country or city has become an economic hub because of Jesus passing through that small country. People are selling pictures, people are selling ornaments, people are selling many things. Tourists are coming with buses, and the boats are taking us out on the Galilee Sea, and everybody's making money. And you realize that the coming of Jesus to earth is such an interesting thing that you can study different parts or different aspects of his life. You can learn many things from Jesus Christ. Say amen. Amen. You can study his life, where he was born. When I was in the bus, they said, this way is Nazareth. You can even see as you drive on the highway, the sign shows Nazareth. Everything is in English and then also in Hebrew. Nazareth. Then they take you to Galilee. They say, this is where he walked. This is the city where he came. I went into the temple, the synagogue, where he healed the man with the withered hand. I saw all these places. And I realized that you can study his family. You can study his life. You can study his achievements. You can study where he traveled. Even his leadership style. There's books written on the leadership style of Jesus. John Maxwell is one of the great writers on leadership, and he writes a lot about the greatest leader. We believe Jesus Christ was the greatest leader and the one that we can learn leadership from. Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. But there are something more important than his family, than his lifestyle, than his leadership, than the places he traveled to. And the two more important things than all these things is the words of Jesus and also the blood of Jesus. Are you with me? What are those two things? The words of Jesus and the blood of Jesus. Very, very important. The modern Bibles started to distinguish the words of Jesus as more important than normal words. And they started to print it not in black anymore, but in red ink. Any of you have such a Bible? Put up your hand where your words of Jesus is not in black, but in red. Only a few. Any of you who don't have a Bible, put up your hand. It's important that you must have a Bible. Any of you who has a Bible, lift up. Let me see. Let me test you. You see, I was a school teacher for many years. You can't catch me. I would rather catch you. Ah. So who doesn't have a Bible? Put up your hand. Because we want to have Bibles here for you. We're going to try and get Bibles here for you. Amen. If you are working, please buy yourself a Bible. It's the best thing you could do with your money. In it, you will find the words of Jesus. It's the most precious words. It's the most important words. Hallelujah. Why? Because they teach us the truths and the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. And it is above any human words. Now, there are many clever people and many wise sayings. And no, if you are a very intelligent person, you will quote Julius Caesar, Nelson Mandela, Mother Teresa. Many people said many important words. But none of the words are more important than the words of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Can you say amen? Amen. But we must also look at the other second important part of Jesus' life, the words and the blood. The words and the blood. The blood of Jesus is so important that we must make it stand out from any other aspect of his life. Because your sins cannot be washed away by the words of Jesus. Are you here? The words of Jesus make you wise and gives you truth. And you need the truth. Amen? Because the truth will set you free. But the only thing that can wash away your sins and your mistakes is the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. It is the only thing that can save you is the blood of Jesus Christ. And we need the blood because we are sinful people. We are wicked people. We are wretched people. Can I have an amen? Don't ever think of yourself more highly than you ought to. You know, when you are a humble person, you will acknowledge that you are a sinner. You will acknowledge that you are a wicked person. Because you might not sin in your action, but in your thoughts and in your heart, you've already done wrong in the eyes of God. Every day we sin, and we must ask the Lord to forgive us of our sin, cleanse us from our iniquity. And the thing that can really cleanse and wash you is the very important, precious blood of Jesus Christ. I'll explain it to you in just a minute. Amen? Are you still here? Amen. Do you understand the two very important aspects of Jesus? His words and his blood. Hallelujah. So no matter how much he spoke, no matter how much he preached, no matter how much he taught, he still needed to rescue all of us by his precious blood. Amen. Because the Bible says in Hebrews, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. Wow. Without the shedding of his blood, there can be no forgiveness of your sin. There really needed to be the shedding of the blood of Jesus so that your sins can be covered. Because who would pay for our sins? It is very true that the preaching and the wisdom of God is found in the teaching of Jesus. But who can pay for our sins? Who would pay the price for us to escape from hell? Do you know Moses was told in Leviticus that the life of the flesh is in the blood? Moses could not know this because it was way before we had microscopes to see something special about blood. It was by the divine power of God that Moses had the revelation that the life of the human being is not in the kidneys. The life of a human being is not in the heart. The life of the human being is in the blood. Are you listening? Because today, they discovered the same thing that God told Moses 4,000 years ago. And whenever a human being loses blood, they quickly try to put more blood into the system because they discovered that the life, if the blood runs out, the life runs out. Are you listening? My wife and myself went to visit a friend of hers who was very, very sick. And as we came to the hospital bed, we saw that there was blood being given into her. And then I asked, but why the blood? She was a cancer patient. And then my wife explained that she was losing blood. They didn't know where the blood was being lost. But they had to give her blood. And then after a few weeks, we had the sad news that she passed on. And I asked my wife, so what happened? And she said the husband was at the bed and she was becoming very, very sick. And suddenly she started coughing up. But the coughing up brought up large blood portions. In other words, she was losing blood, giving up blood. So they tried to put blood into her, but to the rate that there was more blood lost than blood coming in. Are you listening? The life of the flesh is in the blood. In other words, if I drain you from all your blood, I've drained your life out of you. And if I should drain you from all your blood, I would have a bowl of blood. So if I show you the bowl, I say, this is the blood of Brother X, Brother John. If I have the bowl of the blood of an elephant, I say, this is the life of an elephant. This is the life of a pigeon. This is the life of a chicken. And if I have human blood, I can say, this is the life of this person. Are you listening to what I'm saying? That is why the Bible says when Jesus died, he went with his blood into the heavenly throne and he showed God the blood of the sacrificial lamb. In other words, here's my life. I have given my life for the sins of the people. Hallelujah. Because nothing could wash away our sins but the precious blood of Jesus. The words of Jesus, they are beautiful and they teach us great wisdom. But the wisdom cannot save you. Are you listening? Only the blood of Jesus can save you. God in his great wisdom chose that you can be redeemed back to him if you gave your life to him. But because we are sinful beings, if we give our blood, we will die. So we said then you can give the blood of an animal. And the animal becomes a substitute for you. Are you listening? Because only if I see the blood will I be satisfied that your sins can be forgiven. So in the Old Testament, we realize now, is there enough place for all that people? Just make some more room. And our young people can stand up and stand on the side there so that those people can sit down, if you don't mind. Oh, it's down south. Yeah, welcome. We apologize for the short interruption. Are you still around? Create an atmosphere. Hallelujah. All right, stay, keep your focus on me. Are you still with me? We were not redeemed, brothers and sisters, by the blood of bulls and the blood of goats, as in the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, they had to bring a bull or they had to bring a goat so that God could pass over them. The judgment of God is on each individual because sin has created a separation between us and God. God is a very holy God and God cannot tolerate sin. God cannot stand sin. And the Bible says in Romans that the wages of sin is death. So all who sin must surely die. I have sinned and you have sinned. And the punish or the reward for our sin is what? Is death. That's why God in his great mercy, he thought, look, if I must kill everyone, there'll be no one left. Let us make a plan of salvation where I say, I must get a life for your life. So bring me the blood of a bull, a goat, or a lamb. But this was only a shadow and a type of the coming of the Savior to give his blood for you. If Jesus' blood doesn't cleanse you, then you will also die. All of us are sinners. We have done wrong things. We have stolen. Some of us have stolen. Some of us have lied. Some of us are jealous. Some of us are envious of what other people have. Some of us are katarach. Some of us are just wicked. Hey, human beings are the most evil people. My wife was saying to me the other day, South Africa is such a beautiful country, but you can't even walk in the street anymore. You must keep looking when somebody's coming to rob you, take your cell phone, take your techies, and send you home with your underpants. The evil that prevails, the demonic infiltration in the lives of many of our people. If I look around me in Delft, I see demonic activity. As I was praying for 3 days, the Lord showed me that all this is demonic infestations. The control of demons over the people. That you can't even invite somebody to church. It has become so hard. You can't even say yes to come to church. Don't see the importance of God. All you see is dirt. People taking dirt buckets, sucking dirt. It's a sign of demonic activity. God's light must come back. God's power must come back. And the blood of Jesus must come to cleanse us from our sins. Not clever talking or more politics. No. The precious blood of Jesus. When you are washed in the blood, you become a new person. You see with new eyes. The eyes of your understanding start to open. And your sins are washed away. Amen. Hallelujah. Because we all have sin. We all have sin. The Bible says if you look at your brother with hatred in your heart, you are like a murderer. If I must ask how many of you committed murder, not many will put up their hands. But maybe when I ask how many have hated someone, then many will put up their hand. So we are all sinners. Romans 10:3-10. There is none righteous. No, not one. No, not one. Even if the sister next to you looks very holy, she's not righteous. Even if the brother looks very spiritual, the Bible says there is no one righteous. No, not one. And the Bible says we all have sinned. And we all come short of the glory of God. And the wages of our sin is death. But there's good news. The gift of God. I said the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So the coming of Jesus to earth was for the redemption of all our sins. Was to cleanse us from all our sins. And if you don't accept Him, then you are rejecting Him. The English word is you will be condemned. To as many as received Him, to them gave He power to be called children of God. But to those who reject Him, they will be condemned. May you not be condemned. May you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Why? Because the blood that was shed was not to the value of silver or gold. It is much more than that. The blood is His life. He came with the blood into the altar and He said to God the Father, here is my life. Here is my blood. I have given it for Mary, for John. Whatever your name is, the blood was given for you. Hallelujah. Why did Jesus not stop preaching at the age of 33? Or why did He stop preaching at the age of 33? And go to the cross. Don't you think it would have been great if Jesus could have lived maybe till 70 years old? I think all of us are afraid to die. We all want to live a little longer, isn't it? That's why when you get sick, you run to the doctor. You ask the pastor to pray for you. You don't want to die. You're afraid of death. Jesus came to earth and he said such wonderful things. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He said, the thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I have come that you can have life and have abundant life. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father but by me. I'm quoting to you what? The words of Jesus. And do you agree that the words of Jesus are beautiful words? And they are wonderful words. He said, what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and he loses his own soul? No man spoke like he spoke. The Pharisee said, he must be a man of authority because no man can speak like he speaks. Wow. That's the beautiful words of Jesus. So now the question is, why did Jesus not carry on preaching till he was about 70, maybe 80 years old? Don't you think more people would have loved to hear his words? He only came to a small country called Israel. He never even left the borders of Israel. Only when he was a baby, he was in Egypt when his father and mother ran away with him. But it was for a short while. Then they returned to Nazareth. And do you know that we wonder why he didn't go to Syria? Syria was just next door. Iran, Iraq, maybe Italy. Because Paul and those guys went to Italy. They went to Rome. They went to Corinth. They went to these places. Actually, if you go to India, you will find there's a big church called there, the Church of St. Thomas. And in India, they will tell you that St. Thomas the Doubter, the one that was with Jesus, he came to India to preach the gospel. And he was killed there. He was martyred there. So they built him a huge church in his memory. But what it tells me is that if Thomas could travel to India, surely Jesus could also travel to these places. It was possible because in those days they had big ships traveling this way and that way. So you ask yourself the question, then why did he stop preaching at such a young age? Only 33. And he said, and he went to the cross. Must I tell you why? Because we could not be saved by the words of Jesus. We can only be saved by the blood of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And his mission to the cross was to shed his blood. Remember, Jesus did not spill his blood. When blood is spilled, it's an accident. If I walk with this bottle and somebody knocks me by accident, then I spill the water. But Jesus never spilled his blood. He gave his blood. He shed his blood. He willingly knew that if I go to Jerusalem, they're going to kill me. My blood is going to run from my body. And you also wonder, but why didn't they just give him an injection? Or just shoot him with a bow and arrow? Why did they have to beat him and put nails in his hand and a thorn of crown on his head so that his blood could flow out of his body? They whipped him 39 times with a whip with sharp nails on. It was so that the blood of Jesus could flow. The soldier took a spear and put it in his side. The Bible says blood and water came streaming down. And you wonder why such an evil death for such a wonderful person. It was why he came to earth in the first place, to give his blood for the sin of you and for the sin of me. Because nothing can wash away your sins, only the blood of Jesus. One day a man, he killed somebody. He was fighting with this person on the farm. Two farm workers were fighting. And then, by the fight, the one person died. And he looked around and he saw that nobody has seen him. And then he made a hole and he buried this person and covered him up with sand. And he went home and he washed his clothes with Omo to take out the blood stain so that nobody can see. Because Omo is a very strong washing powder. It makes the whites brighter and the colors lighter. The colors. Not the colors. And he thought that if because he has washed the clothes, nobody can see the sin that he did. But 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock in the night, every night, he broke out into a sweat because he had nightmares and he saw the face of the man that he had murdered. Because the Omo could wash away the stains of his sin, of his blood. But it could not wash the sin from his heart. The only remedy to wash the sins from your heart is the blood of Jesus Christ. Because you will always be condemned for the things you have done. But if you come to the blood, then the blood will wash away your stains. The blood will wash away your stains. I read in a book of my pastor, Bishop Tagg, he said that his father used to love coconut. And coconut, when I go to Ghana, sometimes they give us this big coconut, then they put a straw in there. You can drink the water. Anybody has tasted that before? It's a big coconut, they put a straw in there. You drink, but I don't like it. It doesn't taste nice for me. But some people like it. And he says, Bishop Dag said, his father used to love coconut and coconut water. But the mother had a problem. The mother said, every time the coconut spills on the shirt, there's no way she can wash it out. She said she can wash ink out. She can wash chocolate out. She can wash coffee out. She can even wash blood stains out. But she says, this one, she cannot find a remedy. And he says when his mother told him that, he thought, it's like the stain of sin. What can wash away the stain of your sin? What can wash away the stain of your sin? Look at me, everybody. You will not believe the type of sins that people do. Even when Christians come to church, the things they do, you almost wonder, how can God forgive such a person? If I was God, I would not have forgiven many people. Forgive me. But God is not like a man. Die Here sal jou sonde van jou weg was. Die Here maak jou 'n nuwe mens. The Lord makes you a brand new person. Because he has something that has power. And you know the blood of Jesus, I want to tell you something about it. I'm coming to a close. It has such power. Because blood, actually, if you know anything about medicine, blood has a date. Are you with me? A use by date. If you ever bought milk, you say they say use by this date and that date. Now I believe from reading some books that in the hospitals, they can't give you outdated blood. If you are sick, they ask you first what type of blood you are. There's different bloods. You can't take any blood. One thing you must know, you can't take the blood of an animal. It can't work. They can't give you the blood of a dog because you might bark when you come out of the hospital. And they can't give you the blood of a cow because you might moo when you come. Sometimes I think some people have a blood transfusion of a baboon because the way they can go on. No, but it's not true. I'm just joking. It's not true. The blood does not fit with human blood. You can only have human blood transferred into a human being. But then also, it must be the same type of blood as you. I don't know how the nurses will tell you A1 or A this and AB and what. Are you with me? But then there's another problem. You must use it within a certain frame. Because if it becomes outdated, it can't be used anymore. They tell you the strength of the blood is gone. That is why the news I bring to you on this beautiful Sunday morning is that the blood of Jesus is not like human blood. Although the strength of human blood has a sell-by date, the blood of Jesus, it never loses its power. 2,000 years ago, it ran down the cross of Calvary. It ran down the brow of his head. And today, if you bow your knee and you say, Lord, wash my sins, it still has power to cleanse you from all your sin. Clap for the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So the cross of Jesus is the place where the blood was shed. Hallelujah. You willingly went to this place where evil men would put him to death. The cross is a special place in my life and in my heart. And I said, if God allows, I want to put up a big cross here at the back. There's going to be a little garden at the back. And at the end, I want to put up a big cross. Actually, three crosses. But the middle one will be the big one. It will be the symbol of the place where Jesus died. The other two is for some of you, the thieves, that must also hang on the cross. Have mercy on us, O Lord. But I'm hoping to put up a cross with some lights that will burn in the night. So as you pass by, you will see the cross. And if you fly with the aeroplane, you will see the cross. Is what I'm thinking. Do you think it's a good idea?
Yes.
You must help me. It's going to cost me some money, but I can do it. I love the cross. Because on a hill far away, there was an old rugged cross. It was the emblem of suffering and shame. Oh, I love that old cross. Where God's dearest and God's best. Not God's second hand. Not God's second choice. God's dearest and God's best. For a world of lost sinners. Was slain. And that is the message that God said I must bring to this people of Delft Symphony. That his blood, his precious, precious blood was shed. There's many things to say. There's many wise words to say. But the best story of all is that the blood was given. When his blood ran out of his body, it was his life. He gave his life for you. Actually, you should have been on the cross. I should have been on the cross. But Jesus Christ, he said, let me take your place. Let me take your place. Let me take your place. And this was the way he shed his blood for us. If Jesus did not shed his blood, his ministry would have lasted until his message started to fade away. But today, the power of the blood is still working. Amen. Today, it reaches to the highest mountain and it flows to the lowest valley. Hallelujah. God's power of salvation is released even 2,000 years after his death because of this blood. And this is why the blood is important. The words are important. But the blood is even more important than the words. Hallelujah. If we didn't know the words, we would not know that he was the way, the truth, and the life. Salvation would not have come to us if Jesus never told us that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life, everlasting or eternal life. And that God sent His Son into the world not to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. These are all the words and the beautiful words. And even though we are washed by the blood, these two work together, because our knowledge of God and our knowledge of the way of salvation, it comes through the words of Jesus. It tells us how to be saved. Are you listening? Hallelujah. We would not have known if He never told us. We would not have known. So it's the combination of the package of both the blood and the words through which salvation comes. Are you listening to me? It's important, the words of Jesus, because they make us understand salvation and they make us wise. But the blood is the most important, because we cannot be saved by wisdom. We are not saved because we understand things. We are saved when our sins are washed away. And that is why you can be clever with your knowledge. It doesn't guarantee salvation. You can say, Pastor, I attend this church and they taught me this and they taught me that. Yes, but the question is, have you been washed in the blood of Jesus? Has your sins been forgiven? Nothing can cleanse you from your sin. No human being can forgive sins. Only Jesus Christ can forgive sin. Because it was not the pastor who went with a bowl of blood to God. It was Jesus who went with a bowl of blood and said, this is my blood. In other words, this is my life. I have given it in the place of Mary or John or Paul. This is my body. This is my blood. It's the new covenant in my blood. It's the new covenant in my blood. Brothers and sisters, today as I close this preaching, I want to tell you that the blood of Jesus is here. It is still flowing. 2,000 years ago, it flowed from Calvary's hill of sorrow. Today, it is still flowing. And it can wash you from your sins. It can wash you from your sins. You must never be shy to come to receive the free gift of eternal life that can be given to you by the blood of Jesus. Whatever sins you've committed, however bad your life is, the power of the blood of Jesus is so strong. It will wash away your sins. You become a new person and you become a grand new believer in Christ Jesus. And you join a new family. It's called the family of God. Doesn't matter what nationality you are. It doesn't matter if you live here or you live next door, if you live over the street. We are all one because of this blood that Jesus shed for us. It reaches to the highest mountain and it flows to the lowest valley. The blood of Jesus Christ, it will cleanse you from all your sins. Stand to your feet quickly. Oh, it reaches. Highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. Oh, the blood that gives me strength.
are bowed, your eyes are closed. There are many great men who walked on this earth. And many people followed different men. But no one has ever come to shed his blood for you and for me. But this man called Jesus of Calvary. And he said, if you come to me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. There is no salvation in any other but in Jesus Christ. If you have not yet made a commitment to follow Jesus and to ask him to wash you with his blood, I want to give you that opportunity this morning to say, Pastor, pray for me. I want the blood of Jesus to wash me from all my sins. If you reject him, you reject the blood that flowed for you. He never died in vain. He died to save you. But he said, whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And this morning I want to give you this opportunity before I close the service to call on the name of Jesus and ask his blood to wash you, and he will cleanse you. Like he cleansed me many years ago, I too had to ask the blood to wash me. If you are that person and you want me to pray for you, put up your hand right now, your right hand. I will pray for you. You say, Pastor, pray for me. I see your hand at the back, girl. I see your hand, another girl. I see your hand. Is there any other hands? You say, Pastor, I see your hand. I see your hand, sir. I see your hand. God bless you. Is there any more people? Now is the time. Don't say no to Jesus. He came to die for us. He spoke beautiful words. But the main reason he came was to go to that rugged cross and die in our stead. I'm going to ask you one more thing, if you don't mind. I had to do this myself and my life was never the same again. I want you to be bold and step out of your seat and just come join me in front. I'm going to pray for you. All those who put up their hands, come to the front and stand with me. Today is a new day in your life. The blood of Jesus is washing you from all your sins. Step out of your seat and come to the front. My team that saw them with their hands has helped them to the front. Come join me right here. The blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus. Come join me. Come join me. Listen, there's nothing that can save you but the blood. Many of you young people, you are still falling every day. May the blood of Jesus cleanse you again. Maybe you are a backslider, you received the Lord, but you fell down. Come again for cleansing. Come for cleansing at the stream. There's a cleansing stream that flows from Calvary. Why don't you come and let the blood cleanse you? Do not be ashamed. Do not be ashamed. Jesus Christ is calling you. He died for you 2,000 years ago to save you and to make you a new person. Don't let the blood of Jesus be trampled under your feet. I'll sing it one more time and I want you to come forward. Your last opportunity. It reaches to the highest. From day, today, it will never
lose.
Last time for you to come.
Oh, for it reaches to the highest mountain.
It flows.
And
going to pray for these people now, so it's your last opportunity to join them. The blood of Jesus will wash you from all your sin. Do you know when you come into the heavens one day, then there'll be no record of your past. Your past has been erased. It has been washed. The shirt of your sins will be clean. And you will say, how is it possible? They will say, it has been dipped in the blood of Jesus. The blood will cleanse you. We are all sinners. But the day Jesus decided to stop preaching and go to Calvary to die on a rugged cross where they would put nails in his hand and in his feet so that he could shed his blood for your sins and for my sins. Now the Bible says all you have to do is to confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that God loved you and sent Jesus to die for you. Then you will be saved. This is how we are all saved. Everybody that is a newborn believer has been saved like this. Jesus said to Nicodemus, unless a man be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And what you're coming for today is the washing of your sins by the blood. That whole process is called the new birth. You become a new person. You are born of the Spirit. Hallelujah. You are born of the Spirit. So I'm going to help you to make a confession. Pray this prayer after me. Mean it with all your heart. Say, dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today. All of you in front, if you mean it with your heart, say these words. Say, dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today just as I am. I heard the preacher say that your blood can cleanse me. Your blood can wash me. I ask you now, please cleanse me. Please wash me of all my sins, of all my mistakes, the things I did in the past that's not pleasing to you. May the blood of Jesus, the precious blood, wash me today of all my sins. Give me a new heart. Write my name in the book of life. Lord Jesus, from today, I want to follow you. I want to serve you. I turn my back on my old life. I turn my back on the devil. My old friends that led me into wrong things. I now stand up and I return to God. And I want to serve Him from this day forward. Lord, I promise that I will be obedient to you and to your beautiful words in the Bible. Please receive me today as your child. Because I receive you as my Lord and my Savior. And I thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen.